This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
A pair of statistical anomalies occurred on Monday night. The first one saw the Miami Dolphins become the first team in NFL history to have both a seven-game winning streak and a seven-game losing streak in the same season. The Dolphins beat the Saints 20-3 on Monday Night Football to improve to 8-7. And when Greg Monroe hit the floor for the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, he became the 541st player to see action in an NBA game, which set a record for most in a single season, and we haven't yet hit the halfway point in the 2021-22 campaign. This one may not be an anomaly, but Notre Dame quarterbacks have now lost 24 straight games in the NFL. Four by Brady Quinn, four by Jimmy Clausen, 15 by DeShone Kizer, and one by Ian Book. His outing for the Saints looked very painful last night. Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 28th, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcor. Vaccinated NBA players and coaches who are asymptomatic can now clear quarantine after 6 days if COVID-19 testing data shows they're no longer at risk to be infectious, according to a memo distributed to teams on Monday and obtained by ESPN. The NBA and National Basketball Players Association agreed to the changes that will replace a protocol requiring league personnel to wait 10 days to test out of quarantine on a return to competition. The new protocol includes players, coaches, staff, and referees. Individuals also can still test out of quarantine with two negative test results 24 hours apart. As of Monday afternoon, 214 players have entered the league's health and safety protocols this season, with 201 coming in December and 170 in the past 2 weeks. Six NBA head coaches have entered protocols this season, all in December. The league started a two-week stretch of increased post-Christmas testing, which is expected to continue to return a significant number of positive tests. This reduction in quarantine time, however, is expected to immediately impact the status of numerous players who are already in the protocols. Over on the ice, the NHL returns after a six-day break with three games on the schedule tonight, plus one postponed, though that could change by the time you hear this. The shutdown is more pronounced in the National Lacrosse League, which has postponed all three games on the Week 5 schedule this weekend, with the hope of resuming on January 7th with the start of Week 6. The games this week were scheduled to be played in Colorado, Calgary, and Saskatchewan. We talked about college football bowl cancellations and changes yesterday on the Buzzcast, and not surprisingly, there's more to report today. The Sun Bowl, which was looking for a dance partner for Washington State, once Miami pulled out of the game, found one in Central Michigan, which was scheduled to play in the Arizona Bowl. The Chippewas became available when Boise State couldn't field a team in Tucson, so the updated tally as of this recording is four canceled bowl games with 23 still to be played, including five on Tuesday, he said with fingers crossed. One more note on the COVID impact list, the college basketball season continues to be ravaged by cancellations and postponements. Today's schedule on the men's side had 29 games, but only 15 remain. On the women's side, there are 15 games still on the schedule, with eight having been canceled. League of Legends publisher Riot Games announced Monday that it is settling a 2018 gender-based discrimination class action suit with California state agencies and current and former women employees for $100 million, according to the Washington Post. The company will pay $80 million to members of the class action suit and approximately $20 million toward plaintiffs' legal fees. Riot Games agreed to settle the suit in 2019 for $10 million, but California's Department of Fair Employment and Housing intervened, blocking the agreement with a court filing in which the agency argued the victims should be entitled to as much as $400 million. Jacksonville Jaguars GM Trent Baalke will be retained for the 2022 season and will be involved with owner Shad Khan in the search for a new coach, according to the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Baalke will report to Khan and work in sync with the new coach. A holdover from the Dave Caldwell regime, Baalke was essentially hired by Urban Meyer. The new coach won't have that luxury. Khan is delegating much of the authority over the hire to Baalke, and he is ensuring that whoever takes the head coaching position will be fine working with the former 49ers GM. ESPN continued to be the most engaged sports entity across major social media platforms. There were over 4.6 billion interactions across ESPN handles in 2021. That's an average of around 12.6 million per day, per data from Shareably. That's generated from around 300 posts per day across 25 ESPN accounts. But it's a decision made a few years ago that looks to be paying dividends for Bristol execs in its efforts to better serve younger and more casual sports fans. That's investing time and resources into TikTok. ESPN ranks as not only the top sports property on TikTok, but in the top five among all brands on the platform. We'll end on a quick programming note. On the year-in-review edition of the Marchand and Aran podcast, Andrew and John pick their who's up and who's down for 2021. They analyze the biggest sports media topics of the year, plus they award their calls of the year. You can listen to the Marchand and Aran podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.